It's time for Thriller Thursdays here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Captain? Dear God, please. Captain! He's not breathing. All right, come on, breathe. Okay, I suppose I could try this.
Bosun?
I'm here, sir.
What happened?
I'm afraid you nearly drowned. You weren't breathing.
That would explain the,
The what, sir?
Why you were, you know,
Oh, that. I was giving you air, trying to get you to breathe.
Oh, I see. Where'd you learn to do that?
The French.
Ha! Well, that definitely explains it.
It's true. I read about it in a book by French scientists.
Well, wonders never cease. You saved me life, Bosun. You're a good man.
Well, I learned from the best, sir.
Indeed.
You okay to stand?
I'll think twice before jumping into a pool wearing a bunch of armor again.
Well, before you so kindly yanked me off the cliff, I was about to suggest you remove your armor before jumping.
Aye, that would have been the wise thing to do. Why didn't you say something?
Shh, you hear that? What?
Nothing. That's just it. I think we managed to escape our unseen foe.
Oi, sir. I think you're right. Heights and water must make them nervous. Where do you suppose they went?
Probably France.
I say.
Well then, shall we see about finding this treasure? If that was the leap of faith, we must be close.
Right, sir.
Okay, let's see.
Look, bosun, a tunnel. Looks to be the only way out of here. And there appears to be a light coming from it. Come, lad.
Aye, sir.
I think I can almost make out the end of the tunnel. The light appears to be coming from there. This must be it, bosun.
You seem a mite, ponderful, Captain. Is something on your mind?
Why do I get the feeling that whatever be at the end of this tunnel will change me life forever? This feels different from anything I've ever gone after before.
Sir, I really wouldn't raise your spirits about this treasure.
Bosun?
Aye, sir?
You're ruining me moment.
Apologies, Captain.
Let's press forward. I feel me destiny awaits.
No. I can't. Sir, wait. Captain, about this treasure, there's something you must know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the clues are telling us that the treasure isn't a fountain of youth. I think we misunderstood them from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I've been trying to tell you, there is no treasure.
What do you suppose that might be? Oh my.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.